way you do. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
And we are back now, folks. Hour number two, today's program. And today is 14th of January. We have just about 5 or 6 days left to see what exactly will take place on that day of inauguration of another president. And all of us are certainly contemplative of that possibility that James has just laid out. And the reality is previous presidents, quite a few, in fact, in the last century and a half or so, have been taken down. They've taken down by other means, not just the CIA itself or the OSS, but indeed by central bankers who had set up their own assassination squads here in the United States. Lincoln certainly was a case in point. We certainly know what happened to Abraham Lincoln and the patsy that was employed in that particular case. McKinley certainly was another one. They nearly assassinated or threatened to take down Truman because he didn't do enough to recognize the Zionist regime in Palestine. The evil fig tree that Jesus said would befall this final generation. So, folks, there's a lot going on now. We are at a very important, very critical point in our nation's history and as far as this world goes, this whole world system. So I want to take another call from Bill right now, and then Art is coming up. I want to see if we can play that clip from NBC that they've highlighted and plastered all over the place with John McCain and Mad Dog Matzenberg, we call him. All right. Anyway, let's take Bill. Bill, come on up right now.
Yeah, I can hear me, Rick.
I can hear you very well, yes.
Okay. I would agree that obviously something's going to happen here. Now, as far as Jim saying gas at the podium there, there's too many minions of the New World Order that are going to be sitting there. But I think what might happen, if there's an assassination, I think after he has taken the oath, in the middle of his speech, okay, that would allow Pence to take over with these questionable appointments. Mattis, Pompeo, both of them have said, you know, Russia is stirring up all of this and Russia's the threat and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Now, Trump told them, go and, you know, say whatever's on your mind. Fetzer says, well, this is kind of being coy until after the inauguration. But, you know, whether coy or not, Mattis has been pretty much a tool of the military-industrial complex and also, you know, all of these wars in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Pence, okay, and I didn't like that choice. I wanted to see Jeff Sessions, okay, or possibly, the guy for, man, you have a senior moment, I'm just having one. Okay,
yeah.
The NSA guy that, Michael Flynn, I'm sorry. Okay. Either one of those, I think, would have been better almost than to guarantee that they wouldn't assassinate Trump. The other thing they might do, they're beating the impeachment drum already. So let's say the inauguration takes place. Let's say no assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, all of these figures that are saying, what a big threat Russia is, they'll probably come forward with some more fake news, okay, and then they'll say, well, he should be impeached. Mm-hmm. Now, in Wisconsin, Senator Ron Johnson won on the same day that Trump did. I saw him on the local PBS show. They were interviewing him about things. What does he think about Russia? He's, you know, he's promoting the whole line. Okay, Russia is wrong in the Ukraine. We've got to build up the military forces in the Ukraine. It's Russia that is taking over the eastern Crimea. All of this, you know, bingo, bingo, bingo. He's totally on board. He sounds like John McCain, except he's not completely out in the open against Trump. But somebody like Ron Johnson could buy into an impeachment like they did with Nixon, you know, to get him to leave. The Howard Baker of his time.
All of these
anyway,
are
that's where I'm coming.
Well, they're all
still think Trump
theory,
is sincere.
You know?
I still think, you know, he's got so many enemies that, you know, they've got to try to stop him.
Well,
the
Kennedy
is
did
when,
too.
Yeah. How, and so forth.
Well, that's it. That's just the two important questions that I've been raising. And quite frankly, you know, I don't know. I mean, nobody knows but God. And I do fear one thing about this that is a leading sign to me of something impending is that Obama, at least from a scriptural point of view, it does refer to a man of dark complexion ruling over Israel, meaning over America, in the last days, and that, you know, he would love to be able to continue that continuity of government, and they would love him there because he certainly has been their lapdog president for a long time. Israel's very pleased with him, despite the fact that you hear about these occasional tiffs and so forth. I mean, he's given them everything they want.
He's given them that financial package, that defense package, $38 billion over 10 years.
Right, right. And that's nothing. He's supplied them. He's done what they've wanted to do, assassinating American citizens abroad. And these are citizens who supposedly were part of ISIS, supposedly were threatening the United States. I mean, he set a precedent that Israel set for this country and the world on 9/11. When they said, we have to do preventative war, and we have to start a new policy of targeted killing. Now, he's done all that for them, hasn't he? He's done every single thing. Everything.
And the news media, the false news media, obviously, building him up over, you know, his legacy and how great he was and brought the change. So I guess a scenario would be that there would be an assassination prior to Trump's being sworn in.
Well,
it's
again,
entirely
time,
possible.
You know, these things happen quickly. They happen overnight. So stay up all night. Watch the boob tube. Get online. Wait and see.
Well, I sleep was up election night, and frankly, I was enjoying that completely. Because all of those fake news people were gagging on the whole situation.
Well, you know
it was so good to see.
Well, I mean, I think we're all elated. The way I'm reading it on the part of most of the people who call talk shows across the country and the middle America that is the backbone, the real America in this country today, they hate the media. They really don't like the media. They still buy some of the papers. They have to watch some of the commercials if they watch all the propaganda networks. But deep down, they've shown in poll after poll that their faith in the media now are at an all-time low. And that's a fact. I mean, that is by their own standards and their own polling data. It has shown
well,
that they
liars.
Do not believe.
They're absolute liars.
Yeah, so, and they always have been. They always have been since I can remember in the 20th century and prior to that, the lying to get us into World War One. We have Providence Journal, where I am, that admitted, the publisher admitted, he also participated in false news so that he could conjure up the war mentality in World War One, and that was, you know, under Wilson. So, I mean, it's nothing new under the sun. They've been lying since day one. The New York Times, the flagship of it, Washington Post, L.A. Times, Boston Globe, all of the major Zionist entities, you see? All right, thank you for your call there, Bill. Let's pray these things don't happen. All right, Charlie is up next, and I think he's in L.A. or Los Angeles, or is that Louisiana?
Yep. Charlie, I'm in L.A.
Okay. All right, come on up. You're on.
Yeah, I just want to make a couple comments quick and I get off.
Yeah, what do you think?
Nobody's going to shoot Trump anytime soon. I mean, you're not going to get anybody to volunteer for that job, and nobody's going to take any money to do it. Second of all, there's a lot of suspicion that Trump was the front man for the oligarchs. And if he is, you know, that what does that make Trump?
Well, I mean, that may very well be, as I've said. Now, they have not. In the past, you know, shall we say they have assassinated their own as well. I mean, they set them up, bring them into power, and then kill them, unbeknownst to them. So, I mean, anything is possible. We're dealing with people who are so satanic, so sociopathic, so diabolical, that I don't put any kind of deception beyond them. Do you?
Well, maybe a poison job or something, but as far as for somebody to, a couple of people or three people to get paid to shoot Trump, nobody's going to take that job. Nobody would trust anybody in that scenario. Nobody would trust each other. So that's impossible. That ain't going to happen. But do they poison his food? Who knows? I mean, if I was Trump, I'd be worried about eating my food.
I'd be worried even if I wasn't Trump. I'd be worried eating the food there. All right. Thank you, Bill. Bring on Art.
See you later.
Well, as soon as he's here, we'll bring him on up. Thank you. I did, you know, I did want to comment further, though, folks, on this whole scenario that we've been hearing about. Now, there are two schools of thought, as you just heard our last caller say, and that is that one school of thought says that, no, Trump is a part of the machinery of the world government. On the one world system, that all of this is a good act, it's a good performance, it's like watching mud wrestling on television or a boxing match that's fixed, and that may very well be. On the other hand, it may be that Trump, as we've said in the past, some of our callers said, he really doesn't care anymore. He's up in his years, he's amassed a fortune, he's gone into bankruptcy, he's come out of it. At this point in time, he knows he's not going to have much time left anyway. He could have a few years. He could have a heart attack just naturally. I mean, but the fact of the matter is that you have one or the other scenario. So, but either way, I'm not looking at that myself. Personally, what I am looking at is the overall picture of where we stand right now as a nation. We are at the very edge of financial collapse in America and the other nations of Europe, brought to you by the same people. These sons of Cain, the synagogue of Satan that Jesus referred to, he referred to them repeatedly. They killed him. I mean, what more blatant example can I give you? He said, you will kill me. You say you are of Abraham's seed, but if you were, you would love me, for I proceeded from God. I am here as witness to God in the flesh. And Abraham is my father. He is my son. We are one in the Father. So if you were the son of Abraham, you would not want to kill me. You would love me. He said so in John 8, in 39 through 44. And then he turned around and said, but ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of him you will do. I mean, he was a murderer from the beginning, like his father Cain. And he didn't abide in the truth because there is no truth in him. He speaks lies all the time. But he is the father of lies, you see? And that's why the book that I couldn't think of the author for a moment there in the beginning of the program, Victor Ostrovsky, take him for his word or no, I don't care. I don't believe everything I read. But Victor Ostrovsky did say, and he did prove, in the cases of people like Andrew Young, ambassador to the UN, and others in politics, how they were brought down by the Mossad. They were brought down by the Mossad by way of what? Truth? No, by way of deception. Lies. Just one lie after another. And that's what they do. They lie by commission, distortion, propaganda, slant, and yes, they do lie by omission. It's what they don't tell you. So here we go. Jim was just on the program again. Jim is a great scholar. He is a scientist. I respect him for that. And he's just proven again how when AP contacted him concerning Pizzagate, how they totally left out almost all of what he said. And then they distorted the rest, tied him into these internet conspiracy talk show hosts. Well, that's all fine and dandy for the weak of mind, you know, for people that listen to, I guess you could say, listen to Rush Limbaugh, or listen to some of the others, Sean Hannity and so forth. But for people that, like you, who think on your own, you know, it's really preposterous. What we've been told all of these years has been a lie upon a lie upon a lie. I mean, we have never been told anything truthful about the First and Second World Wars, except maybe the dates and the times of battle and where the battles took place. Other than that, unfortunately, we simply can't honor what they call history. And they will admit that. They will admit that Pearl Harbor was more than just an accident. Roosevelt was not asleep at the switch. And then they'll say, well, you know, but so what? We had to go into it. We had to stop Hitler. Like John McCain said, if we didn't stop Hitler, why, we'd all be speaking German now or some nonsense like that. You know, it's like saying if we didn't stop Geronimo, we'd all be going, woo-woo-woo, you know, we'd all be playing Indian. And, of course, that is hogwash. But it was also Soviet disinformation propaganda in the media and from the political establishment in this country at the time. Fear peddling, fear mongering. And that's what Roosevelt did, even as he denounced fear, right? Absolutely. I want to bring up that clip in a little while, but I first want to bring up Art from Philly. He's on the line now. The clip I refer to is, what do they call him, Son of Cain McCain? And his direct question to Mr. excuse me, Mad Dog. Mad Dog himself, and I think that's a very appropriate name, a nickname that he has been given, James Matt. Mattis, rather, who was explaining the deterrence factor as central to foreign policy with regard to Russia, China, terrorism, and what did he say? The world order. He said the order that we have now, the new world order, is under the biggest attack since World War II. That has to say it all. See if we can bring it up in a few minutes, but now let me bring up Art in Philly. Hello, Art. Welcome.
Hello, Rick. And yes, thanks for taking my call. You got a great show going on today.
Did you hear it?
Yes. How do I sound for you?
You sound great. Now, every time James comes on, usually it starts okay and it goes pretty well until we really start getting very, very deep into assassination possibilities, some of the names, some of the figures, and so on and so forth, strategies that would envelop following such an attack. So, you know, then the distortions happen, and then we get cut off completely, either him or myself. So, anyway, we know about Skype, and we know about telecommunications, and who is in a position to interfere with everything. But what are your thoughts on what we have been talking about? Go ahead.
Well, with respect to Mad Dog, first of all, who's McCain? He's married into the Brothman Syndicate, okay?
Right. Families. Mm-hmm.
And same with Lindsey Graham, who's also, these two criminals are in charge of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Looks like they're on break.
All right.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Wow. What a good clip. Thank you. Boy, that is great. Boy, does that sound familiar? What an admission. Okay, Art, why don't you tell us about the crime families that these two characters, particularly Mad Dog McCain and Lindsey Graham, stand for, and the people that they work with and they talk to and they cabort with. Could you tell us?
Sure. Obviously, we're talking about the Brofman crime family that runs CNN, by the way. Brofman connected Senator McCain, basically said he was the source of the rumor, basically saying the Russians were behind sabotaging the election. He admitted that publicly. We can see, you know, basically this standard motto of the Mossad here: by disinformation, we shall wage war.
There you go.
Right. And what we're doing here is by information, we shall wage war and let the people see and analyze what we have to say versus what the mainstream media, like mafia-connected CNN, like in my area, the Philadelphia newspapers, run by Jerry Lester, who worked for Walter Annenberg, one of the Chicago syndicate gangsters. And once we start seeing it, then you see they have no credibility. Once they have no credibility, that opens up the opportunities for alternative media to start basically going after their customer base. I just want to point that out, that start calling up the people who advertise on those outlets and take their customers away. The best way to deal with these guys is to have somebody in marketing, you know, from, say, for instance, RBN, and all of a sudden you see that they don't have anybody, you know, they lose their customer base, and all of a sudden they see that there's their advertisers are advertising on your media. That's the best way you can tell them to, take a hike.
We've been doing that since day one, absolutely, positively. We had Karen on last week, again, don't buy, don't comply, ask why. And I'm definitely going to have these decals made up and bumper stickers very shortly, time permits, with the insignia, the logo of all of these so-called news organizations. And then the statement right next to it, the brainwashed never wonder. Right. That, I think, does convey it very well. I remember a bumper sticker like that years ago that John Birch Society sold at its American Opinion bookstores. And I think that tells it all. The brainwashed will never question anything as long as it's official art. It comes from the powers that be. And I saw it on TV. I did see it. Tweety and Sylvester.
But what I'm seeing is a golden opportunity to financially take these guys down. If one basically looks at each advertisement that's on CNN and basically find out the name of the company, you can simply research that, and then basically get the name of the company, find the executive, CEO, ask the secretary of the CEO who handles advertising, let them know that you want to provide a resource for them to advertise, and the next thing you know, you got the ads on your news on your station here, and CNN doesn't have them there. That is the best way to deal with these guys, to let them know that they just lost their sales from to a competitor in alternative media. That's the way to deal with these guys. They are more vulnerable now than they ever been, and I'd say this is where the alternative media needs to be emphasizing market research and just listening to every advertiser that they have on mainstream media and take their customer base away from them. That's the best solution I see to deal with this. And I think the time is ripe right now to do that more than anything else. I see this as a golden opportunity that never existed before to take away their customer base.
So, well, I couldn't agree more. And we need to be able to get that message out to more people across the landscape now, is to put your money where your wallet is. Keep it in your wallet, whatever money you have. Don't go any deeper into debt. Boycott the banks, the real estate companies, and there are many other ways of doing it, which are legal but not kosher approved, to get out of your debt obligations that they roped you into. They deceived you into doing, many of them. So, you need to collapse their house of cards, and I think it is collapsing now, and it's going to collapse anyway, because there's going to be a judgment day to come. But, all right, we have General Mattis now speaking directly to the Senate committee, the confirmation hearing for Secretary of Defense to replace Ash Carter. We have that lined up right now. So when we come back, folks, you're going to hear what he was saying, and John McCain as well. We'll come right back in just a few, and get ready to listen in. Rick Adams and Art.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we are back, and I think if you're ready now, we're going to listen to this clip before the Senate confirmation hearings on Mad Dog Mattis. Okay, let's play it, Sam.
So what will life after 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue be like for the Obama girls? Few people understand that.
That's not the right clip. Yes, but the one where he is speaking before the committee. I think I have, maybe I can bring it up here. Maybe I can just play it myself and hopefully it'll come through. All right? We'll try that. All right, then it would be my mistake. Okay, let me just see if we can feed this in. Okay, hold on now. Stay tuned, folks. Okay, all right. Well, I'm just going to relate. Now, this is being asked for John. Are we going to be, in effect, are we going to be upsetting the world order, as he put it, and threatening the very order that we call the New World Order? I mean, it couldn't be more blatant, more in your face than that. And of course, the answer that Mattis gives is certainly validating the fact that he wants to be a part of that new world order. So, in essence, it is in your face. As Fetzer was saying, you know, they really don't care anymore. They pretty much vote about what they would like to do, and they're doing it. So that essentially is the clip. It's only like a minute and 53 seconds, but that's the clip that I wanted to play. And your reaction to that now, Mark?
My reaction is we're seeing more of the same. Okay. Look who put Ash Carter into power. Again, was it not the Brockman Syndicate, John McCain, who, by the way, the Brockman Syndicate runs the Anti-Defamation League, and I just wanted to put out a message there. There are people who have called me up, and they continue to call me up. I got some friends in the FCC. The last time I got slammed like that, those guys got a $20 million fine. So if you guys want to keep, this is for the ADL, you want to keep them playing that game, I'll get you a multi-million dollar fine against you for harassment with respect to that story. Now, with respect to what's happening here, it's more of the same here. So we're following the Yinon plan. That's what it looks like we're doing, you know, right down to the wire. And in between the lines there, I saw McCain interviewing Mad Dog and says, are you going to follow the Yinon plan? And, you know, part of the Yinon plan is as they're basically, we're reconquering basically the Middle East on behalf of Israel, that we basically keep Russia in check by basically keeping pressure against their borders. So I see that's what's happening, and that's the game plan that's going on. It's real simple. It's not hard to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dangerous to the security of the world and our security as far as, you know, preventing, you know, basically turning into a hot war that could affect this country big time.
But mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see how Trump deals with this. And the looks like he's already sold out, or has sold out, in basically the economy. From the email you sent to me, it's so obvious that the Goldman Sachs boys, or the ex-Goldman Sachs boys, are going to be controlling the economy with the Treasury, the Securities Exchange Commission, and on down the line there. By the way, when they set up the Securities Exchange Commission under Roosevelt, he hired Joseph Kennedy Sr. to do it.
Yeah.
Remember his famous quote? He says, the only way to deal with a crook is to hire a crook.
Yeah, right. Right in your face again, right? Unbelievable. Oh, dear. Well, if we do bring up that clip, then Sam could just play it if he has the right one. But I just thought it was amazing that, you know, the National Baloney Company would just paste it up there in your face, highlight it so that you and I and everybody could click it on, and we know what it means. How many others do? Well, I'm afraid many don't fully understand exactly how candid they are being about this new world order. So it's just amazing, you know. If you have it, Sam, you can. If not, there's no problem. All right?
I've watched three presidents.
Here it is. Here
commit
it is.
Themselves to a new relationship with Vladimir Putin. All three have been an abysmal failure. Should we ignore the lessons of history in our relationship with Vladimir Putin, and what should we be doing?
Chairman, history is not a straitjacket, but I've never found a better guide for the way ahead than studying the history. Since Yalta, we have a long list of times that we've tried to engage positively with Russia. We have a relatively short list of successes in that regard. And I think right now the most important thing is that we recognize the reality of what we deal with Mr. Putin, and we recognize that he is trying to break the North Atlantic Alliance, and that we take the steps, the integrated steps, diplomatic, economic, military, and the alliance steps, the working with our allies to defend ourselves where we must.
As we are all aware that following World War II, a world order was established, which has held for basically the last 70 years. Do you believe that that world order is now under more strain than it's ever been?
I think it's under the biggest attack since World War II, sir, and that's from Russia, from terrorist groups, and with what China is doing in the South China Sea.
And that would argue for us making sure we're adequately prepared to meet these challenges?
I think deterrence is critical right now, sir. Absolutely, and that requires the strongest military.
Do you think we have a strong enough military today in order to achieve that goal?
No, sir.
There you go. Now, that pretty much sums it all up, my friend. These are two people who, one of them in the Senate is probably, as you've said, Art, totally bought and paid for by the mob. A totally Cosa Nostra, Trotskyite, neocon, radical, you know, shoot 'em up, let's bomb Iran type of guy, who is telling us there is an order that we cannot allow to collapse, the New World Order. And that New World Order cost the lives of over 120 million people in World War II. Now, Cain thinks that's good. He thinks that's wonderful because he is a mouthpiece for it. And so does General Mattis. He doesn't refute any of it. He's military. He's top brass. He's one of the boys. So that is a signal as to just how treacherous this one world order is. And who is behind it? The same people that were behind the Bolshevik Revolution, the French Revolution, same people that were behind the destruction of Germany, France, Austria, the African continent, China, with the loss of how many? 70 million souls killed under Mao Zedong. That's what they call stability. That's what they call a new order of things. And I don't want any part of it. That order must be smashed and destroyed. And I know of one who will do it when he comes. But let me tell you, these guys openly talk about it and boast about it. That is a signal. Number one, how dumb they think the American public who watches really is. And number two, how arrogant they are in attempting to save it, you know? That's the way I look at it, Art. What do you think?
I think you have some very valid points there with respect to what these guys are doing. And unfortunately, as you showed me in email, what my concern is, it looks like that Trump's already putting the Goldman Sachs criminals, which had a direct connection to the formation of Bolshevik communist Russia and organized crime, he's putting these same affiliates right into power to run our finances again. So I hate to say it, but it seems like the more things change, the more they stay the same. But we shall see.
Well, that proves the point is that as long as the economy is controlled and the money is controlled by them, then they can control the political landscape as well. That's the key right there. And they've done this. Remember Jesus in the temple? What did he do? He took violent action against them. He overthrew the money tables. He flung the chairs, the tables, and he used the whips on them. He wasn't that nice little shepherd boy, you know, in the temple. So he made that pretty clear as to what he thinks of them, and they go right back to the early period when the true Israelite people were accepting man kings instead of God as their king. And these Kenites were right there. Guess what they were doing? They were following the gold all the way, weren't they? Well, Steve Mnuchin, you think of Goldman, you think of Goldman Sachs, and people have come up in the course of history. And Jack Blue, you think of this current administration, the Geithner brothers, the father and the son, the whole family, all of them are vested in this banking system, whether it's Goldman Sachs or any of the others. So you can just follow the money trail, Bank America, go right down the list and see who's going to be in control. They're not going to give up power at the Fed, Mark. They're not going to do that, no matter what we think. No matter what anybody else thinks. So, yeah, if this administration or if the American public are whipped up into a storm of opposition to this new world order, which they do not like, they have never embraced, and you know and I know something must be done, something in their desperate bag of tricks. And if it's an assassination or if it's another false flag or another 9/11, they will pull it at the most appropriate time. It may not be at Inauguration Day, but something has to happen worldwide that will allow this acceptance of a new police state mentality across the globe. And that's the way I believe it will happen. In any event, let's take these calls. We have a bunch of calls for us, Art. So let's take them now and see if we can, let me see if I can just bring up my cursor here. And let's see if we can take the first call, I believe, is Mark in Philadelphia, of all places. Mark, you're up for it.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Art. Thank you for having an Art on today, Rick. And this just in, I live in Philadelphia. I'm originally from the Midwest, but I've been in Philadelphia since about 05, 06. Anyway, this is the first time I voted in this election since the last election I voted in was for Perot in 92, okay? So I thought, because I thought there was some valid candidate. I voted in this election because I thought there might be a, thought there was a valid candidate with Trump. Now get this, I just get this from, and you guys have more experience with this voting and election stuff than I do, I'm sure. I just got this letter today. It was dated January 4th from the City of Philadelphia City Commissioners Registration Division, and it, you know, it states here, it says, provisional ballot follow-up. At the last election, you voted by provisional ballot, and your provisional ballot was not counted because, then it has a bullet point, voted by conventional, alternative, or absentee, so that you might be able to vote in future elections in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Please complete the Pennsylvania voter registration application form on the PA voter thing, registration site, which I'd already done this. I have a registration card. Okay, what? And please know, I am going to call on Monday to verify this. But does this sound like to you guys like my vote didn't count? Are they telling me my vote didn't count? What do you think, Art?
I would say yes, your vote didn't count. You work, you know, you've got the mayor of Philadelphia there, Kenny there, who basically is in bed with the Bolsheviks. You know, you realize that Philadelphia is run by the Jewish mafia. I hope you realize that.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! There. Oh yeah, okay. I do. Yeah,
right.
But I mean, I have. You know, what are they going to say? I'm already registered. They wouldn't give me a registration if it wasn't already set up for me to go in the preliminary and in the regular election. What are they just? this is very upsetting to me.
Well, I think if you can, should go right down to them, to write to the offices of the elections board, and do it in person, not over the phone.
Right, and I'll tell you exactly where they're located. They're on Spring Garden Street and Delaware Avenue, right on the second floor, right at the corner there. That's where all the election material and all the personnel to manage elections for the city of Philadelphia.
Well, you mean Spring Garden that's about 8th Street, I think, 8th and Spring Garden.
No, right on right by the river on Delaware Avenue. I've been there. So it's Spring Garden Street and Delaware Avenue.
Okay, Delaware. And I've got an address here. You mean Columbus? Okay, yeah, it says 520 North Columbus Boulevard. Yeah, okay, got it, yeah.
If you can do it on a free day, and then get back to us next week. Let us know what exact the response was. Okay, Mark? All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate that. Take a call from Susie in Arkansas. Hello, Susie. Hello, Susie.
Hi,
if you knew Susie. All right, here she is. There she is. Go ahead.
I just have a fast thing to let you know. Do you ever pay any attention to Rentz's Network and the guys that are on the Morning Stormfront?
I do sometimes.
Well, they got a new guy on there. And who used to be with Don down in Florida because they didn't live too far apart. And they took some shows down there. Anyway, they are really cooking with some ideas about how to create some things that they want to market, like all sorts of paraphernalia, like, you know, like Trump sold and so forth, and raise some money for the cause. And you really ought to, well, you can do what you want to do, but it would be great if you could, you know, check in with them, and then with your idea about the, you know, boycotting the other people and so on, and bringing the advertisers to your network.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's a great idea. We'd like to see. It's a lot of work to do it, but it can be done if we put effort into it. All of us, you know.
Well, they're cooking right along with it, and they're bringing in more and more people, and, I mean, it's really, it appears to be, so far anyway, and, you know, I've always thought, gee whiz, we got this camp over here, and we got this camp over here, and we got this camp over here, and they're not working together. And if we could
That's true. That's true. Well, work is one group, is one piece, one organization, you know? I agree with you, but, you know, RBN has gone through these phases before. We did the United We Strike program. We've done our own, and, you know, we've done the best, I think, that we can, given the numbers of people that really listen and care, you know? And
well,
it's
I'm
not
a newcomer to the network, you know, listening.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do it. Let's make an effort. Report back to us and tell us what you've done next week if we're able to, all right? Susie, thank you. We got to take a break, though. We'll come back with more calls in just a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
All right, I believe we have another call from Texas, and that is Pat from Texas. Is that right? Come on up.
Hi, Rick. I listened to all these people talking about JFK tried to do this, and look what happened to him, and look what happened. Well, JFK had women coming in the back door, like a revolving door. You know, if you don't have God protecting you, you won't make it doing anything.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with it. He's the central focal point, yes. It has to be about him. It has to be about obedience to him as a nation. I mean, we're in the worst shape we've ever been in morally.
That's right. And the prophets that don't even live here, they see all the Satan worship and everything going on here. And and also, too, Ephesians 5:2 have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Right. Well, it's hard, except for maybe your network or somebody who will even let you reprove them because they're afraid. If you're afraid of the devil, guess what? He knows what to do to you, right?
Yep.
For fear of the Jews was the statement from the scriptures. They all ran for cover when Jesus was being crucified. Only a couple of ladies and a few others were there. All the others took off. They were frightened to death. Isn't that amazing? We have cowards today in our nation. Well, too many cowards.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
And we don't stand up for God. We just don't do it. You're right. I agree with you.
If anybody denies the power, we should flee from them.
Rebuke it.
That's what it says. Yes, we have the power. That's what Jesus died for. He took stripes to the point of dying for our healing. But that doesn't mean everybody's going to get healed. A lot of people are taken out so they won't see what's coming on the earth. It's going to be very, very bad. And the reason is because we would not stand up. I'm telling you that homosexual marriages have brought the nuke to us. We're going to be nuked.
Well, and I think we're being judged. There's no question. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, but Trump can't save us. Trump. Nobody can save us. Only God. And Muslims are turning to God because...
Pat, you the nail on the head, Pat. I don't have too much time here. I'm afraid we're going to have to go. I don't mean to cut you down. You're speaking the truth. But for sake of time, we're going to close on that note. I think that's an appropriate note to close on, Pat. Thank you. Thank you for that call very mightily. And, Art, we all do our bit here politically and economically to prepare people in a physical sense. But ultimately, you must set your spiritual house in order, each of you on your own, to the best of your abilities. And he will take care of you. I don't care what happens. In America, it's not going to adversely affect any of us if we walk with him, because he is able to and perfectly willing to keep us from the fiery darts. And look, I'm telling you, you look at Elijah. Elijah was taken up in glory, but Elijah obeyed God. He didn't obey Mammon. He didn't obey the government of Israel at the time, Ahab and Jezebel. He rebuked them, he stood up against them, and God gave him the blessing. He cut them down, he cut down the Antichrist, and he's going to do it again. So anyway, I didn't need to get on another open, but Art, you got some good earful today, and thank you for your participation once again. Talk again next week.
You too, Rick. Have a good night.
Bless you. All right, noplaceforcorruption.com is Art's website. Folks, thank you all. Mighty program. God bless. And we will talk again next week, God willing. No, they do. Bye-bye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.